know, like Pastor Zhou arranged me to be preaching today in Mother's Day, I have a topic.
是瓜有藤。
It's hard to translate.
I know. Thank God I changed my topic.
Yeah. She changed her topic. It's like, you know, all these fruit, they have their vine.
瓜有藤, huh?
You know, like squash have their vine.
Yeah. 树有根。
And a tree has its root.
Okay.如果你没有种过瓜，没有种过这些的话，没关系。至少我们知道一个从圣经里面的葡萄果子有什么
？We know like from the Bible
有什么
？The grape has is what？
连在他身上是什么
？What？What？What？ Like grape， 藤
grape?
藤藤。
OK， 枝子。
It's like a vine. The vine
yeah,
have branch.
I believe they answer right.
Yeah, yeah.
呀、yeah, ，只是我现在呢有一点耳背。
I couldn't hear because my hearing dropped.
好，那但是呢，我得知后来得知我们的孩子们还有青少年都会在一起。
Later when I know our children and our youth will be here,
我就变了。
So I changed my topic.
因为我非常喜欢我们可爱的孩子们。
Because I really love all our lovely children.
我也很欣赏我们这些让我们头痛的青少年。
I also appreciate all the children, the youth who give us such a pain.
想到我们过去的青少年的时候，不觉得也是很可爱吗
？Remember our youth when we were teenager, are we lovely or?
父母亲们跟自己说，我的孩子会长大的，会过的。
Parents told yourself, tell yourself, your children will grow up.
Grace, where you are going? Okay, you go, you go. 快点，我需要他。好，所以呢，今天我们特别欢迎我们的青少年跟我们的孩子们。
So, we welcome all our children and our teenager youth.
我们要先来唱一首歌。
We are going to sing a song first.
这个歌是连接到我本来的想法。
This song related connected to my original topic.
瓜有藤
，the fruit has its vine, has its branch.
树有根
，and the tree has its root.
葡萄果子有。枝子
the vine has its branch.
还好没有用游子音跟你
At least he did see the wandering song. You know, there is a song of the wandering.
好，这个这首歌跟它的关系，跟我本来的想法是有关系的。
This song connected to my original topic.
因为呢，一开始神就给我一个这样的一个感动。
Because God put such a prompt in my heart.
这首歌叫做《大手牵小手》。
And this song is a big hand holding the little hand, the small hand.
你的手很大，我的手很小，有你牵着我，不会害怕。
Your hand is big, my hand is small. When you are holding me, I will have no fear.
我要只讲到 Grace 回来
啊，
没关系。
Talk until
Grace came back. 谈一个牵手好了。
So we are talking about holding hands.
你知道你的手。
You know your hand.
有跟动物不一样的功能吗
？What's the difference in the function of your hands and the animal's hands?
当我对青少年或孩子们讲事情的时候，我特别喜欢问问题。
When I try to like talk with the children or the youth, I like to ask questions.
一方面教他们
，at one hand I teach them.
一方面了解他们
，at another hand I try to understand them.
所以今天我很需要我们的孩子们跟 youth 跟青少年跟我一起合作
and all the youth like a coordinate with me.
首先这是一首歌哈
So this is the song.
我有一个问题，你现在不要回答我。
I have a question. You don't have to answer.
因为你没有听完，你不晓得答案是什么。
You don't hear before you finish. I finish. You don't know the answer.
到底这只大手是谁的手
？Whose hand this big hand is?
No answer yet， 还没有回答。
Do not answer，
还不要想哈。
Do not think。
那我们先把这首歌来唱过。
Let's sing this one first.
It's okay. It's okay. Take time.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
好，
来 ，Grace， 请上来。好，请你坐好 ，Lady 的做法。Right,
yeah, Grace sit here.
Grace here.
哈。
因为我们很熟哈
，because we are very familiar, know each other.
好，我轻轻的唱，你们轻轻的听，也一边学哈。
I sing gently, and you can hear the way.
我先用中文。
Yeah, sure, please.
Okay. 你的手很大， 我的手很小。比比看，来，哇，你快长大了。
See how compare our hands.
有你牵着我，不会害怕。Oh, okay. I thought you were translating. Okay.
Yeah,
你的手很大 It's okay.
Yeah.
我的手很小，有你牵着我，不会害怕。Your hand is big, my hand is small. When you are holding me, I will have no fear. Your hand is big.My hand is small. When you are holding me, I will have no fear. 看孩子可爱吗？好，
yeah.
好，现在我们要来学。好
，Let's sing. Let's try to learn this song.
不需要用很多精力来学这首歌，放在你的心里面。
Put this in your heart.
我要告诉你，这首歌放在你的心里面。
Put this.Song in your heart.
我保证
I guarantee,
永远没有惧怕
You will have no fear.
不是我讲的
It's not I didn't see this.
我先用中文哈
I will sing in Chinese first.
你的手很大，我的手很小，有你牵着我，不会害怕。你的手很大。我的手很小，有你牵着我，不会害怕。They did it. Good job, right? Very good. 小朋友，跟爸爸妈妈拍手。
Yeah, children, please clap for your children.
Okay, now your turn.
Your parents.
Now your turn. Okay.
Now
yeah. Okay, 你要唱吗？还是我来？我
一起唱。
Okay. Yeah. Your hand is big, my hand is small.When you are holding me, I will have no fear. Your hand is big, my hand is small. When you are holding me, I will have no fear. 你的手很大，我的手很小，有你牵着我不会害怕 Your hand is big My hand is small When you are holding me I will have no fear Amen,
Amen.
好谢谢
Thank you Grace
好，记得这个问题到最后
Do you remember?
我们一定会有答案
We will have an answer for the question Whose hand is this big hand?
这大手是谁的手
Whose hand is this big hand?
好，那我们现在要来、大家一起来朗读一首诗篇的诗、
Let's read a psalm together
131篇
Psalm 131Psalm 131.
我很感谢神，我的上行诗都没有机会讲完。
I don't have, thank God, I don't have time to preach on the ascending, psalms.
但是我在妇女会里面继续讲。
But in the women's Bible study, I continue.
在母亲节我要继续讲。
So, to teach about the psalm, ascending, psalms, I'm continue here.
这是上行诗里面的一首。
This is one of the psalms.
好消息只有三节。
There are only three verses.
好，我们中文先来，一起念来。
Let's read together.耶和华啊，我的心不狂傲，我的眼也不高大，重大和测不透的事，我也不敢行。
我的
心
平稳
安静，
好
像断
过奶
的孩
子
在
他
母
亲
的
怀
中。
我
的
心
在
我
里面，真像
断
过
奶
的孩
子。
以色列啊，
你
当
仰
望
耶
和
华，
从
今
时
直到
永
远。好，我们要再念一次，念一次的时候呢？第一节，请青少年念英文。
The first
你们只会念英文嘛，对不对
？We ask the youth to read the English. I know the youth is more familiar.
你们猜第二节谁来念最好
？Who is the best reader for the verse two?
谁来念最好？小朋友回答我。
Children, you answer me. Who
pay attention to the God's word? Okay. 第二节 verse 2 who is reading 谁来念最好
who are the best or the suitable reader for the verse 2
answer me OK 你说我的人举手
if you say me please raise your hand
哦、oh, 好好小朋友们
oh children
today listen to me 今天听我的哈、
please listen
你们跟雅琴老师一起念
you and the teacher 雅琴Read verse 2. All the children, please read verse 2 in English.
这一节是我们的主题。
That verse 2 is our topic, is our theme.
他们已经忘记什么叫断奶了哈。
They don't understand what means win the milk.
OK, 等一下我再告诉你什么叫断奶。
Win the child.
好，现在第二节英文的。好，我们请我们的雅琴老师带着我们的孩子们一起念来。
Sister 雅琴, please let all the children to read this verse 2.
Can you too, please?
Yeah.But I have come and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content.
Can you read louder?
Can the children, do you read louder than me?
好，只要你，青少年，只要你有以前像这样的经验的
If you have this experience,
喝过奶
If you have a drink milk,
断过奶
you have weaned
一起念
please like read together
好预备来
let's read but I have calmed
and quieted
myself I am like a weaned child with his mother like a weaned child I am content
谢谢
thank you
第三节
the verse 3
中文的念中文，英文的念英文。
You can read it either in Chinese or in English.
只要你有肚脐的都要念。
As long as you have umbilical cord.
摸摸看有没有肚脐。
Do you think you have the
有的话就一起念来。
Let's read together.
以色列啊，
Israel,
你当仰望耶和华，从今时直到永远。好，我们请给我们小朋友们，大家一起看那些两个照片。
Let's see the please.See the two picture. David, next one. Yeah.
小朋友们或者是青少年，请你们如果愿意的话，就大声回答。
Do you say who is this king?
Hey,
why you say king? No, no.
Okay, wait, wait. Okay.
This is one.
好，等一下，等一下。这是一个王。
This is the king. We can see the crown.
但是他们还是没有听到你的意思。好，
oh.
等一下哈。这个王，他。是一个神选的。
This king was chosen by God.
这个王是长胜牌，对以色列，对以后的国度是长胜牌的王。长胜。
He was a king who always have a victory.
他虽然做王只有一段时间，他的人生的一半的时间，但是以后他的王座要到永远的。
Although he only half of his life was king, but his throne will last it forever.
Okay, tell me the name.
Yeah, Kaya.
Okay, Kaya, please. David.
David, Kaya said that.
King David. Yeah, 大卫王，大卫王。好，好。那我们看第二张照片。
Let's see the second one.
他有两个。好。左边，我的左边，你们的右边那一张。
What's the...Yeah, the same.
左边
的
，OK， 好。
How about on the left one? Left this picture.
是一个少年的大卫。
He that's when he was in his youth and in his teenage years.
他是一个很喜欢音乐的孩子。少年。
He's a child who loves music.
他是被爸爸叫他去放羊的孩子。
He was a shepherd boy because his father asked him to tend in the flock.
只要羊一吃完草
after the you know he the flock had their feed
他就开始想要做的诗他的歌然后弹他的音乐
he started to write poems and to write songs
那是以色列人的一种小小的竖琴的
that's a small like a harp for Israel
所以刚才我说他是一个长胜的一个君王
I just mentioned that he was a victorious king
他在青少年的时候呢，是一个才华很多的一个青少年。
When he was young, when he was youth, in his youth, he was a very gifted, talented boy.
我们在座的青少年们
all the children, all the youth,
请你不要告诉自己说我什么都不会。
Don't tell yourself I knew nothing.
我做不好。
I couldn't do this well.
不晓得我要做什么。
I don't know what I'm going to do in the future.
在我们的天父那里
，In our heavenly Father.
他对每一个人都有你的计划。
God has a special design.
我也曾经年轻过，我也曾经是青少年。
Been to a youth to myself.
我知道青少年的心态。
I knew their attitude, their heart.
到处都有告诉我们我是谁的声音。
They have so many voices tell you who you are.
然后神就会告诉你说，我告诉你你是谁。
And God will tell you who you are.
大卫为什么敢在他还是老大不小的那个年纪？你记得吗？他要扫罗王要他穿上那个军装的时候，他穿的根本就。很不像话。
When David was in the age, like he doesn't know where he fit, you know, when King Saul tried to give him his own like armor, and he couldn't put on because too big for him.
这样的一个小不点。
This is like a little boy, like little one.
怎么敢去面对那个哥利亚，还是一个巨人
？How can he face a adult Goliath, even that's a giant Goliath?
而且只有用一个石头
，and he used only one stone。
那是他平常练习来打豺狼啊、虎豹啊，保护他的羊的一个伎俩。
He uses a slingshot. He practices to protect his flock from all the wolves and all the lions。
当他面对巨人的时候
，when he faced the giant，
国王躲在后面
，and the king was hiding behind。
他不矮哦，他高大。
And the king was very the king.King Saul was tall and handsome.
他哥哥们在阵营里面发抖。
And David's old brother was trembling in the camp.
他吃了什么羊的蛋
？And what kind of courage he had?
拿着一个，捡了五个石头才用一个。
He picked up five stones, but only used one.
爸爸妈妈们，如果你们有一个孩子像这样，你会把他拉回来。
Parents, if you have a child who like to play a slingshot, maybe you will put him back, you know.
捏一把冷汗，对不对
？Yeah, as parents, if you see your son facing a giant, you probably very nervous and want to bring him back.
凭什么
？Why? What's his foundation?
凭他是青少年。
Because he's a youth, he's young.
你不要以为青少年没有什么，他们有我们没有的。
You know, the youth have something we don't have.
单纯的信心
They have a simple faith.
他在一般的时候看着天空看着那个高山峻岭他从那里用他的心灵真的认识了一个造天地的主
When he was alone, when he saw the sky, the mountain, and with his heart, he really know the creator who created heaven and earth.
只有青少年才会做这种事
Only the youth can do such courageous and reckless thing.
雄志什么？
雄心
大志。
He has such an ambitious. He has such a courage.
血气沸腾。
He was filled with passion and with zeal.
圣经讲到的人物，你不要以为他们都没有缺点。
Don't think like the character, the people in the Bible has no fault.
大卫好伟大。
And you say, "Oh, David was so great."
Oh, 他为神做了很大的事情。
He has done great things for God.
他为以色列国建了很大的功劳。
He has done great accomplishment for Israel.
他还是一个青少年。
He was only a youth.
他还曾经是一个青少年。
He had been a youth.
他有所有青少年的特性。
He had all the characteristics of the youth, like just like we were before.
更让我震惊的是
，The thing shocked me was
刚才那一首诗。
The you know the
131
Psalm we just read 131. You see when he talked about his what age what stage of his life.
谈到什么时候
He talked about what stage of his life.
Huh?
When? Okay, when he was weaned.
我们可以说孩子吗？
It's like
对不起，我听不懂。孩子可以吗？断奶的时候。Okay.
He mentioned about his.Winning period.
这里有多少人记得你断奶的时候的样子
？Who remember when you were weaned? No one raised hand.
我可能会问我们的孩子跟青少年说，他怎么会知道
？I should ask the children. How could David know he was weaned?
这种好奇心不要失去好吗
？Please,
这是你们的特权。
That's your privilege.
因为只有你真的去找真理的时候。
When you really seek for truth,
你才会真的进入真理
You can Only after you are seeking for truth, you can enter the truth.
你会很安全的守住你的真理。
You will hold on, hold
fast. 如果我们是茫茫丛丛的
，If you just follow the flow,
那
follow
有时候我们就会走开了。
Sometimes we just drift away.
好，我不给你答案。
I will not give you answer.
他怎么知道他断奶的时候
？How could David knew his period of
winning? 你可以有很多答案。
Period of
如果你问青少年，他们可以给我很多答案。
You know the youth will give you a lot of answers.
Some answer
like all of your shock.
就像我问我的那个查经的群，我说三个门徒在客西马尼园都睡着了。
I just like in Bible study, I ask the people who as a student. I said three disciples went to sleep in Gethsemane.
怎么会写出耶稣祷告的那么精确的祷告文出来
？How can they, you know, they said they went to sleep, but how can they record all the prayer Jesus has prayed in the Gethsemane?
小朋友跟 Jews 想过这个问题的举手。
The children who have you thought about this question, like children and youth.Have you read about them?
我发现我比他们还年轻。
I found I'm younger than they are.
好，我们今天就用这首诗
，use this Psalm 131,
来过我们的母亲节
，to celebrate our Mother's Day.
你知道美国有两个节日
，You know, like in United States, there are two holidays.
母亲节跟感恩节
，Mother's Day and Thanksgiving.
竟然跨过国界
，It's like across the board.
传到国际很多国家
It's spread to the whole world
不是只有传出去而已
Not just the, you know, the day
就像美国把它定为 国家的节日
And just like the United States make these 2 days it's a national holiday
每一年的五月第二个星期天
Every, the second Sunday of every May
为什么星期天
Why is Sunday
因为第一个母亲节是在教会里面
Because the first Mother's Day was in church.
齐聚了所有的，不管有信的没有信的妈妈到教堂来。
All the moms, no matter they are believer or non-believer, they all came to church.
有一个很平凡的女孩叫做安娜。
There was a common girl, a regular girl, her name is Anna.
为了纪念她的母亲。
Just to celebrate, remember her mom.
就在他的教会西
in West Virginia, a church in West Virginia.
从那里开始
，from now on，
他要纪念的不是只有他的母亲
，not only to remember her mom，
因为他的母亲是一个又无幼以及人之幼的这样的妈妈。
You can just say whatever.
我是无幼什么？幼无幼以及人之幼、
oh,
我养我的我也帮养他的。
I should say a translation. Her mom is like a.Because I have a child, I treat every child like my own, like to, because I have a mom, I older, respect other old women, older people.
为什么这个节日会在教会里面
Why this, this holiday, this day was in church?
穿过国际的疆界
Why they cross the whole border?
几乎是全世界国际
性的 It's right now, it's an international holiday.
因为它跟人类的创造者有关系。
Because this holiday, related to the creator of human.
我顺便提一点小事情。
I just mentioned a small matter.
其实它本来有这个心意来纪念在教会里面感恩纪念那些母亲们。
At least he had, Anna had this thought to celebrate to remember.The moms in church.
当然，她是从她自己妈妈的那种真实的感召。
It's like from her own mom's like the inspiration.
而且是来到所有母亲的对他们的尊崇。
And it's like honor all the moms.
我们现在的翻译都把她的心意翻错了。
Now, we just translate all the original meaning like a little off the track.
我今天要回送一些人说 Happy Mother's Day 的时候，我注意看了一下，有人谈起这个事情，他的那个 S 是的，
okay,
意思说我妈妈的
okay.
Okay.
Today we, you know, it's like this. Original, I think it's a plural. It's a mothers. But right now,
yeah,
when they
yeah.
do the translation, they always put an apostrophe and put an S. It's a mother, like it's mine. So.
母亲这个总称，整个母亲，只要是母亲，
as long as
所有母亲的节日
it's a mother. It's a day for all the moms.
所以不是今天 我们买一个什么东西给妈妈，送一个母亲节快乐，不是这样的意义。
It's not the meaning like we buy gift for mom and say Happy Mother's Day.
是从我从我的母亲那里得着母亲给儿女的恩泽。
It's like I got the grace and all the grace from my mom.
然后从我再传播出去。
Out of me is flow out.
等一下我们会看到神自己。以母亲自居来告诉我们到底母亲，我们说说母亲的伟大了哈。其实我告诉你，我从来没有觉得我身为一个母亲是伟大的。
You know, later we can see God in some verse mentioned he as a mom.
我不能说我是伟大的母亲。
I never feel I'm a great mom.
但是我要说母亲的伟大。
But I want to say.Like the greatness of mothers.
如果我没有生养我自己的孩子
，If I never give birth to my own children,
我就不晓得我这个女人啊，女人。
I don't know, like as a woman,
有这种能耐。
We have such ability.
而且我可能如果没有孩子，我永远就是那个长不大的少女。
If without children, I will be a person who never grow up.
在这首诗里面有两句话一直在重复。
They are repeating two verse, two idea.
在母亲的怀中
One is I'm in the bosom of mom.
像断奶的孩子
I have I'm just like a weaned child.
我的心平静安稳
My heart is calm and quieted.
我有一个问题了
I have a question.
你们就回去自己答好不好？哈，如果你想跟我讲的话，我很欢迎。
I welcome if you want to answer now, or you can go back and.
这个问题是牧师告诉问我的。
This is a question.
为什么断了奶？断了奶。为什么断了？已经断了奶。
Why the child needs to wean?
在妈妈的怀中，不会想吃奶，反而是平静安稳。
Why the weaned child after they weaned the milk, they are when the mom hold them.They are not want to have milk, you know, to nurture again, but they are quiet and calm.
一个断了奶的孩子，至少
child,
两岁到三岁。
At least they are two to three years old.
我知道你们都记不，我们都记不得了。
We no one remember.
但是你可以去观察。
But if you observe,
我相信在这里是圣灵感动大卫。
I believe
回到他的婴儿的。这样的一个长大的过程当中
I believe that Holy Spirit inspired David to go back to remember his infantry
我们的生命从几代跟妈妈连在一起
in the wombs we are connect our life connected to mom through the umbilical
来到她的怀中被她喂奶水
we were nurtured by mom in mom's bosom
一直到断奶
until we are weaned
我们回到第一节
Let's go back to verse 1
大卫很非常可以说是自豪的或者是很
David was proudly
觉得很
And feel it's a glory
yeah, yeah 他觉得我长大了
He felt like I grew up
大卫在这里是一个君王大卫
David actually he's a king when
他讲了这几句话
When he first wrote the verse 1
我的心不狂傲
He said my heart is not haughty
我的眼不高大
My eyes are not raised too high
然后呢重大和测不透的事我不敢行
I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me
身为一个王的大卫写这个时候
As a king, he wrote these points
他是一个成熟的大人
He is a mature adult
他是一个成家立业身负很大的使命的一个专家
He is an expert
因为我们现在讲专家
His own family
专业
Like we use our current terminology
有地位有专业
And he is, have a lot of responsibility Have a great mission He has a position He has his gift
当一个人从婴儿到成熟的时候
When a person from an infant to a mature adult
不是他有什么工作
，not he has some jobs，
不是他有什么才能
，not he has some gift，
而是在这里
，but here，
他说我的心不狂傲
，and he said my heart is not lift up，
他已经不再像 青少年不知天高地厚了
He was no longer like a youth, don't know how high is the sky. You know,
我的眼不高大
He said, my eyes are not raised
眼高大是什么意思
What means my eyes are lofty or raised too high?
我们有一句话说眼高手低
We have a Chinese say, some people have a lofty eye, but their hands can do nothing.
有个妈妈跟我说 我的孩子一上大学
my mom,
不到两年换了三个
Major. Yeah. A mom told me, my child went to college. In 2 years, he switched the 3 majors.
这个是成长过程中的一个阶段。
This is a process when you're growing up.
我的眼不高大。
My eyes are not is not haughty.
当一个人眼高大的时候。
When a person has a lofty eye,
不认识自己。
Don't know themselves.
不在乎别人。
Don't care about others.
但是在这里，大卫讲了一句话，他应该说：“我现在是个王了。”
David should say, "I'm a king."
我要人死就死。
I can make you live or die.
他说我很多事情，我如果测不透的事，表示他知道他很多，他不懂。
And David said, "There are a lot of things like I couldn't understand, like too great." That means he know he has.
我就不敢行。
He said, "If I don't understand, I will not use young people."
你们的很棒。
You are very, you are good, you are great.
不是我什么都敢做。
It's not like I can do anything I want.
而是
I'm dare to do anything.
我想做的。
It's like what I want to do.
如果我没有确定
，if I'm not sure，
不是我说的算哦。
It's not what I say is right. Is
因为青少年都想着我说的算，对不对
？The youth think like
我要做就做。
I want to do, I will do that.
挡不了我。
No one can stop me.
这个时候的大卫从妈妈的怀中
，David from his mom's bosom，
他可以到一个地步说
，he can come to
重大测不透的事。
Great.
我不敢行。
He can to a degree. He said, I do not occupy myself with things too great.
我相信我们所谓神的儿女
，as God's children，
这是神对我们成长到成熟的一个标准。
This is the measurement God for us when we grow.
所以他就回到断奶的时候。
So David went back to his weaned period.
有人不太了解这个断奶怎么还在妈妈的怀中喂那个。
Some people don't understand why a weaned child is still in his mom's bosom.
他就坚持要解释成断奶是说刚喝完奶。
Some people continue insist like a weaned child means like a child just have fall with his mom.
这个是圣经学者的问题。
This is some they have some controversy.
但是我在这里所被触动的。
I was touched by this verse.
是一个
is a
本来没有奶会很焦虑，不想睡觉的孩子。
Is a child who has been like a infant who was anxious and uneasy and disturbed when he had no milk.
他有饱足，他有被喂养，有饱足。
And after he was fed, not by milk, by mom's milk.
心里面很有安全感。
But this child, this infant was secure in his heart.
当他在母亲的怀中的时候
When he was in the mom's bosom,
所有的孩子们
All the children,
我们都一直在母亲的怀中。
You know, we are always in the bosom of mom.
我讲的不是身体的
It's not bodily, physically, bosom.
是在母亲的心怀里面。
You are always in the heart of your mom.
除非你是母亲。
Unless you are mom,
你不会了解这一点。
You won't understand.
不要跟我说你是爸爸也是不是。
Don't tell me I'm a father. I'm this also.
我绝对认为上帝创造男创造女是有别的。
I know like God created a man and a woman, they are different.
不然就不要那么麻烦了，对不对
？Otherwise, it shouldn't be so troublesome.
然后创造有设立的爸爸跟妈妈、父亲跟母亲也是有他绝对有不同的。这样的一个他的用意。
God created a mother and a father. God has a different meaning and a purpose.
所以我们看到这首诗。
So we can know.
大卫
David
被圣灵感动。
David was inspired by Holy Spirit.
写出了一短短的 一手善行上上行诗。
He wrote this like a very short like a.
这是其中一首犹太人要去敬拜的时候一定要唱的诗歌。
This is one of the psalms the Jewish the Israelites will sing when they worship God.
所以叫做上行之歌。
So that's called the song of the ascending.
所以在这里大卫在第三节。
In verse three, David said,
以色列啊。你当仰望耶和华，从今时直到永远。
Oh, Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore.
从这样的一个想法
，from this thought，
我们会看到一个母亲是一个孩子要认识神的一个很重要的角色。
We can say a mom is playing a very important role for the children to know God.
当然，你或许说：“哎呀，基督徒啊，每一次一讲都讲到神去了。”
You will say, "Oh, you always related to God."
因为我们信神是创造万物的神。
Because we believe God is the creator of everything.
我们信主是因为他把我救出来，可以回到父的家里去，永远在那里的。
We believe He is Lord because He has saved us and bring us back to Father's house.
我们相信神的话。
We believe God's word.
是因为圣灵现在就在我们的心里面。
Because Holy Spirit lives in us.
在做感动。
And Holy Spirit is moving us.
在做教化。
And to teaching us,
引导。
And guiding us.
我曾经有一个题目叫做
I have a topic
圣灵如母
and the Holy Spirit lead us guiding us as mothers
他生我们重生生我们
and he has give us rebirth
他用神的话养我们
nurture us with God's word
他引导我们在我们不晓得该怎么办的时候
we don't know where to turn and he guide us lead us
他管我们教我们不让我们不走入歧途
he you know discipline us so we do not go astray
这个就是母亲
This is like
我们下面来看，我们看几个，我们看几个经节。
Let's see a few verses.
当神设立了父亲母亲之后
，When God set up fathers and mothers，
我们最熟的是我们在天上的父啊。
We very familiar with our heavenly father.
那我们从这三四个经节哈，我们到下面那一页哈。
From this three verse, we go to
来看到
where we have
来看到神。设立母亲设计这个母亲们哈我讲的不是你的母亲我的母亲我们的母亲都不一样都有很感人的那个哈好那首先你们负责念圣经然后我们再稍微把它简单的过一下好吗
we just you can read the verse and then we go through
OK 请念中文
please read the Chinese together OK 母亲怎样安慰儿子我就照样安慰你们，你们也必因耶路撒冷得安慰。
Okay, children,
children, you can read.
Just wait, children. Okay, now we are worshiping our God. Okay, uh-huh. So tell me, this verse.
Isaiah.
Who is the mother? Okay, 好，英文念一次来。
Let's read, children. Let's read Isaiah 63 verse 13. Let's read together.As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem.
So who is the one? Who is the mother?
Who is the mom? Who is the mother?
Who? Whoever answer me, please. I need your answer.
Someone can answer?
Or youth. Who is the mother here?
Who is the mother? Anyone
好
like to...
我们的爸爸们告诉我
How about the fathers? Can you tell me who is this mother in this verse Isaiah 63 verse 13?
英文中文都可以来。
哎呀 ，Chinese or English is fine.
谁？哦，我们的周牧师说耶和华神，这就是标准答案。牧师讲的哈。
Pastor Joe said Jehovah the Lord.
天上的父亲这样子说。
Our heavenly father said this.
母亲怎样安慰他的孩子 我就一样安慰你们。
As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you.
好，我们现在中英文都在做一起念好了，节省时间。好，我们现在的那个第二个。
The second verse.
好，第一个是被安慰。
The first one is be comforted. The second one. 感到温柔。
Touched by gentleness, the second point.
这个是保罗写的。
This is
可是保罗是指着一个牧者的心写的。
Paul wrote this letter with a shepherd's heart.
我们知道圣经讲到耶和华是我的牧者。
We said, we know the Bible said the Lord is my shepherd.
好，我们来念《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章第七节。
Thessalonica, chapter 2, verse 7. Chinese English together, please. Okay.
只在你们中间
But we were gentle among you,
温柔
like a nursing mother, taking care of her own children.
好，这里提到母亲是怎么样的母亲？
This mentioned a mom. What kind of mom is this one?
是怎样的母亲？
Nurse, what kind of?
我那里有答案。
We have an answer on this verse.
谁都可以答。
Anyone can answer.
对我们很温柔，是的。
It's very gentle to us.
你从母亲可以领受到什么叫温柔。
You can understand what means gentleness from mom.
我知道我们当中很多人对母亲怀着很多怨，可以这样讲吗？
I can see like a lot of maybe us, many of us have kind of grudge against our moms.
但愿我们都记得我们以前。
May we remember
喝奶断奶的时候
when you are weaned, when you still you know, drink milk from your mom and being weaned that period.
你的第一个温柔的感受
the first gentleness, gentle feeling in your life,
绝对是从母亲来的
absolutely is from your mom.
你说没有，我妈妈没有很温柔啊。
My mom was not gentle at all.
但是她里面有温柔的种子
But the seed.Has a seed of gentleness and
神告诉我们的
This is what God told us. The third one, be trained.
好，生命记三十二章第
七节。Deuteronomy 32 verse 11.
中英文一起来。又如鹰搅动巢窝。
As an eagle stirs up its nest, the hovers over its youth. Its young striking off the wing, taking them up and carrying them on its wings.
好，这一节，如果回答我的人。还是你偷偷的告诉你旁边的妈妈或老师。
You can tell your moms or your teacher or answer me.
下个礼拜有一个特别奖。
Next week you will have a special reward.
这里提到
special
鹰，老鹰 eagle 啊。
They talk about the eagle.
它展开它的双翼。
The eagle stirs up its neck like a hover.
把它的雏鹰放在它的这个
spreading out its wings.
它那个时候的小鹰长
Under the
翅膀长好了，但是还很小。
And put the small eagle, like who just have wings, but it's very small.
他的小鹰会觉得妈妈要带我去玩。
And the little eagle think, oh, mom brought me out to play.
遨游。
And to fly.
看下面的景观。
To see all this, you know, like the bird.
我的问题是
，My question is，
这个是母鹰还是父鹰还是母鹰
？This
Okay,
this, eagle,
只有孩子跟青少年有权利回答。
Only the child and the youth, you can answer. Is this eagle is
母鹰还是爸爸
eagle,
爸爸鹰还是妈妈鹰？好 ，Okay,
Grace.
Oh,
he said daddy's eagle.
Sorry, no.
Sorry, it's wrong.
那大家都知道是母鹰，对不对
？We all know it's mom.
But you tell us a wrong answer, then they us know the right answer.Right, thank you.
You said the wrong answer, then we know.
那就是为什么我说有时候孩子们去寻求那个不对的，是他们进入对的一个起点。
You know, sometimes they got to the they think, but then even they got a wrong answer, but that's a stepping stone for.
我们的父亲是很伟大的。
Our father is great.
我们等到六月再让周牧师去告诉我们父亲有多伟大。
Father's Day, we can ask Pastor Zhou.
但是我要在这里告诉大家的是，你的母亲、我的母亲、神所设立的母亲是无可比拟的。
But I want to say, like the mom, your mom, my mom, and the mothers God set up is incomparable.
只有母婴有这样的一个意志。
Only the mother's ego have this kind of determination.
当他的子婴玩到。就是
when the little eagle 都在玩玩具的时候 to still play tool the toys
他们的巢是很坚固的
their nest was very strong very sturdy
母鹰跟父鹰开始把他们的巢全部拆掉
but the parents eagles tear down their nest
玩具都丢掉
and threw away all their tools the
所以这个时候子鹰一下子怎么办
and the baby eagles what they do
不是爸爸的鹰哦。
It's not a mom.
是母鹰展开它的双翅。
Actually, here it's the mother's eagle spreading out her wings.
因为子鹰对妈妈已经有足够的安稳感。
Because the little eagle, the infant eagle, they already have enough security with safety with their mom.
就飞到就照这个妈妈的
翅膀上。So they jumped onto their mom's wings.
那个时候大概只会跳上去了哈。
At that time, they never fly, so they just jump onto the mom's wings.
然后妈妈就开始飞。
And the mom eagle start to fly.
这些子鹰呢，觉得哇，这个太刺激了，
这
个太好玩了。
Feel is so, it's so interesting, so thrilling.
在高一点的时候
，when they fly higher,
母鹰会测度那个高度。
The mother eagle will.You know, will know the how high is
刚开始
the height.
刚开始它不会飞很高。
At first, she won't fly very high.
然后它就把这个伸展有没有？
He、
把它的翅膀这样翻一下。
And hover over its young.
What happened? 怎么样？
What happened?
会发生什么事情？
You know what happened next?
啊？就
And the little eagle start to drop.
放心，那个母鹰会很本然的飞过去把它们接起来。
You know, just take heart, and the mother eagle will fly under.
这不是我自己讲的。
And to take them,
不是我自己讲，去看那个百科全书。
You can go to encyclopedia. You do some researches. I didn't see this. This is true.
当然，偶尔可能会摔死一只两只，因为它们存活率不高。
Occasionally, maybe one or two will drop to death.
但是根据神给他们的本能。
According to the instinct that God gave them.
他们是这样子被母亲来训练他们飞翔。
This little eagle was trained to fly by their moms.
所以神给那个母鹰有一个本能。
So God gave the female eagle such instinct.
知道要甩多大。
To know like how much he should spread out her wings.
知道怎么接。
Know how to take the little eagle up.
一次再一次。
Once again and again.
终于这些鹰
Finally,
它有翅膀它不知道
The little eagle they have wings but they don't know
它不是像我们学从小学到初中到高中到大学学成一个博士鹰的博士它没有
They are not like we are taking elementary, middle school, high school until you got a doctorate
但是它们有神创造的本能
But they have the instinct that God gave to them
它的一害怕的时候母亲越来越飞越高
The mom fly up and the little eagle when they were so afraid
只要子鹰一掉，他就赶快下去接起来。
And when the little eagle dropped, the mom just flying low and take them up.
不是他不顾念子鹰的生命。
Now the mom don't care about the safety of the little eagle.
他对他的子鹰有一个期待。
The mother eagle has an expectation for the little eagle.
你将来是要飞的。
In the future, you need to fly. You will fly.
圣经里面这个诗篇往前面几篇。
If you go to the formal like the Psalms in the front.
谈到儿女在父亲的箭袋里面
They talk in Psalm I think it's 128 They talk about like the children is like the arrow in the father's like the some quiver
这个箭装那么多箭在袋子里面做什么
What's the, They have so many arrows in the quivers What's that for?
要做什么
What's that for?
要射出去的
It's like to shoot them out.
所以在这个地方，我们记得
，Let's remember，
神给母鹰这么强壮的鹰，给母鹰有这样的本能。
God gave the mother eagle such an instinct.
有些事情只有妈妈做得到。
There are something only mom can do.
只要你是妈妈的孩子，你都享受过这样的。
As long as you have mom, you have enjoyed such privilege.
好，第四点。
The fourth point.
这个是神的诫命。
This is God's commandment.
我们在谈我因为母亲蒙福。
We have
那么这一条
I'm blessed through my mom.
很清楚的让我们前面谈到哦，因为我有母亲，所以我就可以怎么样，我得到很多福气，对不对？但是这个是神确确定下来的。
This is what God like commanded.
旧约里面谈过两次，好
，there are twice，
我就不再重复训练了哈。我想我们对世界都很清楚。
We are familiar with the Ten Commandments。
我要强调的是，当孝敬父母。
Here I want to emphasize honor your father and your mother.
后面有一个告诉我们之后的结果, 你帮我,
What's the promise?
念中文跟英文,
okay, the 中文是
生命记5章16节
Okay. 出埃及记20章12节 当孝敬父母, 使你的日子在耶和华你所 你神所赐你的地上得以长久
好,第二个我们念一下英文的
英文 Honor your father and your mother that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you
然后第二个念生命记
Deuteronomy 5:16 生命记5章16节
好,这里他 当照耶和华你神所吩咐的孝敬父母
Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God commanded you
后面是一样的
后边就是, that your days may be long.
好,
and let's listen to
马太福音第15章
Let's go to Matthew 15.
神说当孝敬父母, 又说, 咒骂父母的, 必治死他。
Matthew 5:16.
Yeah, right. 15:4, right?
Okay. It's
15:4. Okay, yeah.
Just give me a moment. Okay. Jesus said, for God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and also, and he who curses mother or father, let him be put to death.
只要神的创造一定有他的律.
When God, for God's, all God's creation have its own law.
而且有一定有他的法, 就是那个理跟法.
And they have their principle, and 然后, they have their law.
如果你按照神的话去做,
If you do according to God's commandment,
就蒙福,
God's law, you will be blessed.
如果你没有做,
if you don't do that,
另一面就是咒诅,
and another side is a curse.
我们会得到那个恶果,
we will reap the bad consequences.
我实在是很感哈, 但是这一点我不能不讲。
But I,
十诫里面的第一诫, 谁会背?
Who can,
谁都可以回答,
who can recite
第一诫是什么?
The first commandment of the Ten Commandments?
对, 除了我以外, 不能有别的神。
The first one is Beside of me, you have no other. You should have no other God.
然后后面就告诉我们不能不能不能, 那就是法跟理,
and then they, this is then they tell us the commandment.
这是谈到神.
This is talk about God.
这是我们的根源.
This is our root.
接下来到了地上的时候,
when they talk about the earthly, the word the earthly.
当孝敬父母, 排在最前面,
talk about, you know, when they talk about the earthly relationship, honor your parents is the first one.
十诫是天理跟人伦.
Ten Commandments is actually continue about our relationship with God and our human relationship.
第一诫,
the first one,
跟第五诫,
the first commandment and the fifth commandment,
是重点,
that's the key point.
我们要蒙福,
we want to be blessed.
其他都是不要不要不要,
and the first one and the fifth one, they talk about
让我们避免进入咒诅。
It's like to tell us, do not go to the curse.
啊, 我很简单的, 我要讲一个我的重点就好, 我没有办法细讲。
I want
孝敬父母,
to honor your parents.
这里很清楚告诉我们, 照着神所说的,
It's like according to what God commanded.
我知道我们常有这种问题。
We have this question.
这样的丈夫也要顺服吗?
Do I have to submissive to
这种妈妈我也要管她吗?
This husband, do I have to take care of this kind of mom?
神的话很清楚。
God's word is very clear.
当孝敬父母,
honor your parents.
这个不是等到什么时候,
it's not wait until certain time.
是每一天,
it's every day.
只要你有肚脐的,
as long as you are belly button,
你都要纪念那造母亲的神, 还要纪念生我的母亲。
Remember God who created a mom, and remember your mom who gave birth to you. As long as your mom is alive, as long as your mom still lives, is alive.
每一天,
every day.
都是你孝敬的时间.
It's a time for you to honor your parents.
这个当中有理解,
within this you have understanding.
当然首先要感恩.
First you have a gratitude.
有理解,
have a understanding.
他不是故意要对我这样说, 他的心意是好的.
He's not purposely to see this.
好,我要讲一个重点, 我没有很多时间可以讲这个。
I have my key point.
你们知道我只要一讲到这个亲子, 我就会讲很多,
when
所以我现在转个重点, 现在我们有一种迷信,
we have such a super,
叫做原生家庭,
it's about original family.
我不是说原生家庭没有道理,
I don't say like original family has no, it's some kind of reason. It's totally wrong. I didn't mean that.
我不觉得有哪一个妈妈可以跟你说我是完美的妈妈，她可能是一个虎妈，可以把孩子压出什么来，但是我不觉得每一个妈妈心里告诉自己说我做得非常完美。
I don't think any mom can say I'm a perfect mom.
各有长短。
You know, even the tiger mom, they press the children to be certain, you know, kind of type, but no mom can say like they are perfect in their heart.
所以我们有很多年少的时候的所谓的原生伤害。
So we have a lot of like a wound or harm.
我认同
from the youth. I agree with that.
但是
But
诫命就是诫命。
But this is a commandment.
任何会阻挡你蒙福去遵守神诫命的，我们都可以在耶稣基督里面得到被医治跟得到方法。
Anything like can stop you or block you from to obey God's commandment, we can be healed in Jesus Christ.
耶稣饶恕。
Jesus has forgiven.
他说你要饶恕像父饶恕你一样。
And Jesus said you forgive each other just as the Father forgive you.
所以你的心是每一天在理解，每一天在感恩，每一天在饶恕的。
So every day you are understanding, you are forgiving, you are grateful.
很难。
It's very difficult.
但是我告诉你一个秘诀。
But I tell you a
那个秘诀是只要你让你的父母亲，包括我现在讲是母亲，你的妈妈信了主。
The secret is as long as if your mom can believe in the Lord,
这个饶恕必然可以发生。
And the forgiveness will happen.
你必然有能力。
You will have the ability
来爱你的母亲。
To love your mom.
所以这个是
Therefore,
我因母亲蒙福的一个很重要的孝敬你的母亲。
This is a mother through mom we I'm blessed. The most important honor your mom is like to
leading the Lord. 很抱歉啊，那个周牧师。
Sorry.
Yeah. 以后不要再
再
会嘛。弄你们很多时间哈，年纪大了
of,
也有关系哈。
Getting older use a lot of time.
好，那现在我们来回答一个问题。
Let's to answer one question.
最后一张。
The last one.
那只手到底是指谁的手？
Whose hands is this big hand?
我们念这个经节。
Let's read this one.
来。
Let's read this one. English and Chinese.
一起来。
Let's read together. On you was I cast from my birth and from my mother's womb, you have been my God.
从母亲生我，我就被交在你的手里，你就是我的神。
On the day I was from my birth, and I was put into your hand, you are my God. This hand.
最大的手是谁的手？
Whose greatest hand?
Right, very good. God's hand. Very
God's
good.
Hand.
Praise the Lord. 我听到我们的青少年喊了一声，对，是吧？ OK, thank
yeah,
God. 好,
thank
好的，
God.
谢谢，谢谢。好，好，神的手最大。
God's hand is the
biggest hand. 你的手很大。
God's hand is your hand is big. My hand is small.
当你握着我
When you are holding my hand,
孩子有时候会抽走，你知道吗？
You know, sometimes the children
什么时候最不喜欢你握手？
You know, when they don't want to hold
their hand. 当他开始想飞的时候，
when they want to fly alone, when they want to.
但是记得这个安慰、保护、连结跟你有关系的手。
But this one, the hand who comforted, who connected, who has protect you.
绝对可以除去我们人生所有这个高山低谷里面所有的惧怕。
We can get rid of all the fear in our lives.
让我们可以勇敢的向前。
So we can move forward.
好，刚才有一件事情我忘了跟你
讲。I forgot one thing.
母亲节的花从美国开始流行，是用康乃馨。
They use this kind of.
谢谢北边的这个
The Mother's Day, you know, has been spread the whole world, and they use this.
为什么用康乃馨？
Why they use this flower?
它有个特性。
They have a character.
今天有我要是姊妹，很可能是姊妹为我们预备这个哈，我很感谢，我很感恩哈。但是我不是在告诉你说这个康乃馨比较好，这个比较不好哈。我只要告诉你它的特性。
I don't mean like this is better than.
有谁知道这个特性不一样？
You know what's the characteristic, the special point about the carnation?
它凋掉的时候怎么样？
When the carnation, this
它的花瓣会掉，对不对？
This the petal, like a rose, the petal will fall.
康乃馨
carnation,
它顶多是
just when they
没有水了
wither,
就这样枯掉
they just wither
它会收在一起
they will like a shrink
我们的母亲的手会有皱纹
our mother's hand will have a wrinkle will become weak we have a powerless
它会离开我们
they will leave us
它会结束
the mother's life will end
可是神给人类的母亲它是不会消失的
but the mother's God gave to us will never disappear
钟牧师，我还可以帮让我表达吗？可以吗？
Okay,
谢谢，谢谢。等一下，我用主日学时间还你们，好吗
？I use my Sunday school return.
哎，我的眼睛 ，OK， 好，好，今天
，Today，
我们很荣幸
，We are honored。
你知道我们教会有多少九十岁以上的长者吗
？How many elder like who are older than 90 years old？
如果你不知道，去问周徐牧师。
If you don't know, ask a pastor.
周牧师他们都会知道。
Yeah, they will know. Like how many？
我们教会有一个最年长的妈妈，杨长老的母亲，我们叫杨奶奶。
We know like the oldest mom is elder Yang's mom.
快要101岁。
Oh, she is almost 101 years old.
今天我们有一位九十几岁的，她平常不公布她的年纪的。
We have a mom who is over 90. She never tell.
我们就请这位母亲接受这种尊荣，揭开她的多少岁？芳龄。
Tell the honor, like how old her age.
好。郑姊妹，郑妙芬姊妹。
Sister 郑。
我们这里哪一个孩子最小
？Who is the youngest child in our among us? Who is the youngest one?
谁？老师跟我讲一下，哪一个孩子最小
？The baby.
哦 ，baby. OK， 请你把 baby 抱出来。妈妈，妈妈，妈妈，请把 baby 抱出来。妈妈在吗
？Is mom here?
OK， 爸爸没关系，爸爸抱出来。
Father, you hold the baby.
我们要请一个最小的 baby，
we are ask the youngest
送给我们年纪最长的妈妈。
Mom is here. The mom is here. Yeah. 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 We ask the youngest baby to give the gift to the oldest mom. Maybe Sister Zeng, would you please stand up? Yeah. Yes, she wants to hold. Yeah, the youngest, our youngest child will give the gift to the oldest mom among us.
So, 这个是我们长青的一个机会哈。
This is our everlasting like opportunity. We honor our parents. So,
you can go.
No.